Israeli and Lebanese leaders have signed a US brokered deal that for the first time lays out their maritime border in the Mediterranean Sea. It enables both countries to conduct offshore exploration for gas and oil. The agreement comes after months of indirect talks that also ended a decades-long border conflict. The two neighbors have no official relations and are technically at war. Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid called the agreement a diplomatic achievement. Discussions have been taking place since 2020. Various border lines have been proposed. Now the newly agreed upon maritime border will be known as Line 23. Karna, a prospective gas field, will go to Lebanon. It extends southward across Line 23, so Israel will share some of the revenue. Karish will remain within Israel's waters, where the extraction of gas has already started. Bernard Smith is at the Israeli-Lebanon boundary in northern Israel. So how is this being portrayed in Israel?
Sami is getting a lot of play here in Israel. The documents were actually finally handed over about 20 minutes ago. The Lebanese village of Nakura, just on the other side of the border here with Israel. We understand that, in fact, the Lebanese and Israeli delegates were in the same room, along with representatives from the UN and US. Those documents exchanged, formally recognizing the borders between both countries. Israel is expected to make a press statement very shortly. It'll be carried on all the main bulletins here in Israel because, as far as Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid is concerned, this is a significant diplomatic victory as well as a success, he says, for Israel's security. It's really after decades of hostility between the two countries, really, as far as Israel is concerned, essentially a recognition by Lebanon of Israel's existence. They don't formally recognise each country, but the fact of the Lebanese signing this agreement shows, says Israel, that there's international recognition in the witnessed by France, the US and the United Nations. It comes good timing as well for Yair Lapid because there are elections here next week in Israel. Security always plays well for anybody, for any Israeli prime minister to show they're tough on security and successful diplomatically. Yair Lapid will hope this plays into the election next week, which is going to be very, very tight.
All right. Thanks so much, Bernard, there. Meanwhile, the Lebanese government has awarded a French oil firm temporary control of an offshore gas block. The foreign minister was optimistic about the agreement in an exclusive interview with Al Jazeera.
Total Energies and its partners must start work in the areas agreed upon with the Lebanese government, namely Block Number 9 in the Khanna field. It takes time to extract gas, if it's there, and the Lebanese people have great hope that their country will become a gas-producing country.
Zeina Khodr has more from the Lebanon-Israel boundary in southern Lebanon.
There is no doubt for Lebanon, it is about the economy. The economy has all but collapsed. This country needs really revenues, and they are hoping that they can begin exploring. Lebanon is still not a gas-producing country. In fact, international companies had so far refused to begin exploration until a maritime border agreement has been signed. Lebanon has really been pragmatic about this whole process. Even Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed group, which really has political and military power in this country, it took a step back. It said that it was up to the government to negotiate this agreement, and it would stand by any decision taken by the government. In the past, the group acted differently. The group used to take decisions outside the state. So for Lebanon, yes, this is about the economy. For Israel, it is about security. They want guarantees in order to start production and sending gas to Europe. And this is why really we saw the Americans as well as Europeans. France also played a role here, a minor role, yes, but a role nevertheless, to try to get this agreement done because Europe needs gas. No doubt the Eastern Mediterranean is not going to replace the supplies from Russia, but Europe seems to want to diversify its sources of gas. So all the three sides, a vested interest in this, what they're all calling really a historic and landmark agreement. But they're also insisting, at least Lebanon, that this has nothing to do with normalization and this is not a peace treaty. And this is why we're not seeing any fanfare around the signing ceremony. It is taking place behind behind closed doors. And the agreement is being signed in separate documents by the different delegations.